Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Let's start the show. Hope y'all are having a great Friday out there. Thanks for joining us. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. We see you, we hear you out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to have some fun today.
Yes.
Got a Friday show lined up for you. That means nothing but fun.
Friday fun day.
In the coming up, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to diving into that for this Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Fantastic.
We have free Culver's to get to you. All you got to do is name us one of the easier and one of the best theme songs for a TV show of all time.
Oh, well, there we go. Nice and simple for you.
Real simple. I got a good one for you, and I cannot imagine you guys not getting this one coming up. That's on the way.
All right.
10 o'clock hour, feature some entertainment. We'll dive into some interesting stories there. Get into a couple of other things in the show today, like public bathrooms in China want to charge you for toilet paper, Seth.
Oh.
And what they want to do that.
People abusing their toilet paper privileges.
Going to get into that one. A family is dealing with a porch pirate that is a very different type of porch pirate that we have covered before. And a little bit later, the most played songs on classic rock radio stations this year.
Oh.
So the most classic rock songs.
They're the classic rock songs, right?
Is that
what we're looking at?
I think that one's going to have an interesting tilt to it for some of us at a certain age. Like, wait a minute, that's classic rock?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Getting into our national day of calendar, today is National Video Games Day.
All right. Fantastic.
And according to a study published last year, kids who play video games earn more money as adults. The difference is notable, but not gigantic. So, of course, people jumped on this.
Of course they did.
And immediately
wanted
to make the connection.
Video games are good.
Yep. Now where we were waiting for this our whole childhoods, and now it's finally happening. They found that adults who played video games as children now earned annual salaries that are averaging over $5,000 more, higher than non-gamers.
Wow.
People who played FIFA Lead the Pack earned nearly $71,000 compared to the median annual for most people.
Okay.
So just as an example.
Wow.
And get this, Candy Crush is second. So they're counting like handheld games, the new kind of video games.
Yeah, I suppose that makes sense. Yeah.
So I should say mobile games. That's what
there
I
you
mean,
go. Mobile games. Yeah.
And for consoles, PlayStation games make more than those who played Nintendo, Xbox, or PC games.
So see, now you got to use it. Wait, really? A PlayStation?
Yeah.
That's the smart one?
Apparently.
Man. Come on. It's got to be the PC.
People who played video, you would think PC.
Right?
Yes. Yes, you would definitely think that. That's what definitely
not
what
just because I do it. It's not, it has nothing
right,
to do with
right,
that.
Right. But no, it does seem traditionally like that is the,
right,
the case. People who played video games as kids are 71% more likely to have received a promotion recently. Where are they? So, you know this better than most, okay? In baseball, every once in a while, you'll hear, this is the first player to ever do this that was born in October and played the game in June, and he played third base,
was
born in this, like, the way
very specific,
yeah. Yeah, and we see it in politics all the time where they try to skew things to make it say what they wanted to and everything.
Right, sure.
I really feel like that's what this article is doing here. I'm halfway through this, and
we're getting like more narrow and more narrow and more narrow. It's like, huh?
I want to like root for this and everything, but sure. You know, this is my wheelhouse. Not my wheelhouse, but this is definitely something that I did as
something
a kid.
Something from your past, yeah.
People believe the biggest benefits of video games are stress relief and relaxation,
okay,
entertainment and fun, mm-hmm, strategic thinking, problem-solving skills, and hand-eye coordination.
Okay.
All the things we were shouting at our parents to get them to spend $50 on a video game when we were kids. My hand-eye coordination. Every kid went to the hand-eye coordination. Every one of us.
Yes.
But it turns out we were actually right about this.
Okay. Well, in certain respects, I guess. We'll go with it either way.
The study also claims 48% of children who play video games have excellent grades in school, and 58% have excellent social lives with other kids.
Okay.
And I imagine that some of that has to do with, as far as the social environment part, nowadays where you can talk to each other online and all that.
Right. Yeah. And share while you're playing. online games, right? The online gaming, very big.
Not
right?
to mention you're sitting there at lunch at school. What are you going to talk about?
Video games. Talk about video games. Yeah, what you're playing, what your favorite stuff is. Yeah, that makes sense.
And overall, a whopping 95% of today's parents have let their kids play video games to some extent.
Wow.
Even if they monitor what the games that they play or play them with them.
Right.
Which is, I think, only smart because these things aren't going anywhere.
No. No, it's another form of entertainment. It really is. And just like any other form of entertainment, you should probably put guardrails on what they're doing, how long they do it, just like anything else. Yeah.
Too much of anything, you know.
Not a good thing.
That old adage and everything. But I do like that we've got, like, when we're kids, there's no data. You know, we're just sitting there saying, hey, I really do. And maybe we're saying some of this because we feel it and we believe it. Maybe we're saying some of it so we can play the game.
Just to persuade someone, right? Yeah.
But the idea that now we've had 20, 30, 40 years of this and we have enough data. And so many of the people that were playing video games when they were little kids are now CEOs, are now running things. And not even just in the video game industry, but in other places.
A lot of industries, yeah. Absolutely.
I don't begrudge our parents for worrying about it. No more than their parents worried about them. You can't sit in front of the TV all day.
Don't get so close to the screen. Exactly.
These are things that we learn as we go here on this. Now that we are here, though, I think that it's more important to kind of like, okay, well, what about what kind of video games we're making?
Right.
And can we make these even better for kids or something? We're always going to have just games for game's sake.
Absolutely.
That's the case. I'm not saying getting rid of anything.
No.
I mean, adding to the market of more, hey, here's this game that is not meant to do this, but it actually does improve your hand-eye coordination. It does do some of these
things. And there's plenty of like puzzle games out there that make you, you know, use logic, you know, logic puzzles kind of thing to work out, you know, well, I have to move this brick over here so this thing can climb on here to do the, you know, the next kind of thing. There's lots of games like that, which I think are, those can be fun, a lot of fun. And I think they also help with figuring out, you know, certain logical things.
It's kind of wild to think of the evolution of games too, where, of course, you know, board games and that, but even those start all of a sudden having electronics involved with everybody's favorite game to freak each other out. Operation or something like that.
Yes.
Some of the battleships had, you know, some electric
they had sound
stuff
effects
to them
and stuff. Yeah,
yep. You know, and all that and everything.
Splash sound. Psh.
That's a precursor to Pong. That's a precursor to those
all
early games
stuff.
And stuff.
Right.
Where and then we are now, where mobile games are bigger than a lot of these games that are on platforms and everything. And on, the thing that really freaked me out when I got the new Madden the new NCAA football game like a year or so ago. Do you want to order it as the hard copy or the digital? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? Of course I want the hard copy. But that's not what a lot of people care about anymore.
No, they want to get it now, right?
Yeah,
it's more of a, instantaneous. Well, it still takes a while to download, but you know what I mean.
Well, and the thing about that is that I've learned the hard way, like a lot of us out there, that just because you download something doesn't mean you own it.
And that's a very valid point, my friend.
I wanted that hard copy, man.
Physical media is still a thing, everyone. You might want to consider that.
Yeah. And I think we're coming back to that a lot.
I agree. I think we are.
But all of this is really just a precursor for a morning show to bring up one of those fun questions, your favorite video games of all time.
Oh.
That's what this is really all about.
Yeah.
Us to be able to talk nostalgic and talk about our favorite games. But it doesn't have to be just video games. If you have a favorite board game out there, I would love to hear about it as well.
Board games are always a classic. I played a board game with my children last night. I don't know if a lot of people know this. There's been a wave of cooperative board games where instead of being competitive against each other, you try to solve a puzzle or do something.
I think that's a lot of fun.
It is the game we played last night is a cooperative game, but it's based on Universal Monsters, and you're trying to save the villagers as well as defeat the monsters. It's hard, man. We lost.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like it's a hard one.
It's a lot of fun, though. It's called Horror.
Cool.
It's called Horrified. It's really cool. But anyway.
So many of the games nowadays, if you don't have multiplayer where you can play with multiple people, your friends or people from all over the world, they're just dead in the water. They don't even survive nowadays.
I don't know about you, man, but we are so much of the generation of the one person playing kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
hand to the controller.
Yes. I'm stuck on that.
Yeah.
The multiplayer thing, I'm just like, nah. Not interested.
715-424-2600. Let us know your favorites. I was going through some of the classic video games, some of the good ones out there, of course. You know, going way back from Donkey Kong, of course, to the evolution of that to Super Mario. Mm-hmm. Mario Kart is one of the bigger, has had one of the longer shelf lives of
I agree.
Video games.
Yes.
Like, that one's still kicking.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Donkey Kong. That's been the most recent to the Switch 2 was a new Donkey Kong game, and it's amazing. I mean, if you've seen videos of it or anything like that, I mean, just think about the original arcade version of Donkey Kong to where we are now. That was like, what, 1982?
Yes.
83 or something, or 81? I can't remember what it was. It's only been that many, and now look at what you're, I mean, it's amazing the evolution of video games.
That Switch is awesome, too. That thing is awesome.
The new Switch, yeah.
That Switch is awesome, yeah. Legend of Zelda, Gauntlet Games, Joust. You know, there's so many great ones. Space Invaders.
The old coin-op ones.
Space Castlevania.
Invaders. Yeah, ooh, that's a classic. Space Invaders, the game that caused a shortage of coins in Japan.
It's crazy.
Because it was so popular, yeah.
Pac-Man and, of course, Ms. Pac-Man.
Yes. I say Ms. Pac-Man's actually better than Pac-Man. It's a better game.
I hear a lot of people say that. I agree. That's going to, and then, of course, when the platforms got big, in the platform wars,
yes.
And you had Mario against Sonic and some of those. And so you had this great competition for these video games to be better and better and better.
That's right.
I don't know how much of that is still there with the competition. It's got to be somewhat.
I think so.
I genuinely mean I don't know, as in I haven't paid attention. I wasn't saying it wasn't there. I didn't mean to say it like that.
Though, with how much some of these games are costing to make now, like, what was it, Cyberpunk 2077 or whatever it was, that took, what, 5 years? And I can't imagine how much money it costs to get that game up and running. It's amazing.
The David Lynch of the coding world and all that, the guy who's making the Death Stranding movies and our games. Yep. I call them movies because you look at them and they look like
movies. They got storylines. They got all that stuff.
The storylines especially, they're so complex and deep and everything. And then some of the open world stuff, when they started doing that in games. One of my all-time favorite games is Red Dead Redemption. I love Westerns, and I'm basically in a Western. That's all it is.
Yes, it is. You're absolutely right.
And you can follow the main storyline, or you can go off and follow other things to do. And you get on a horse and you just go. And it's,
hey, stuff like that. I have to say it. I'm still a fan of the Lego games.
Yeah,
I love the Lego games. They're fun. They're a lot of fun.
We want to know your favorites. Let us know, everybody. 715-424-2600. Sports games are huge. And one of the first games I bought was Frank Thomas Baseball. and going even before that, you had Baseball Simulator 3000. You had SNL All-Stars. Yeah. You had some great ones.
Baseball Simulator is a great game. I still like going back and playing that one. Ken Griffey Baseball was another one. I played a lot. On the Super NES.
It was a big deal to me on the simulator one, where you could change the names and you could do things like that. And that leads to, I think, one of the coolest inventions, or the two coolest possibly inventions to happen to video games. There's no better thing in video game history. Nothing better than the save button. When they brought out the save button, man, that changed things, because
it did.
You had to leave your game on or just try to remember, you know, hope that you can get back to that point.
That's right.
Having a save thing is just one of the, if you had it beforehand, you know how big of a deal it was.
Gamers have no idea how nice they have it with that these days, man.
And the creator player thing, where you could make these players your own and design them yourselves. I think that is right there second, maybe 1A, 1B, where, and certainly in sports games, where I first experienced and saw it, you can make a football player and all that, and that was really cool. But it was when it evolved to all these other games that really it completely changed and went a little too crazy. Like, you can mess with cheekbones and, you know, all these different things. It's
makes some people looking really weird. That's true.
It's pretty wild.
They let us use facial hair.
Woo. But nothing beats the real thing, and we want to send you to see your Milwaukee Brewers, the best team in baseball, everybody. We've been doing this Friday ticket giveaway thing for a while now.
Yep.
Segway. And we want to give you a keyword to send to us through the Civic Media app. You do that, and you have a possibility of winning a package of four tickets to see your Milwaukee Brewers take on the Dodgers September 18th, Thursday, September 18th. You know what? Ooh. No, I want to win these. I want to see Mookie Betts.
You can't. You can't do it, man.
You're telling me Mookie's going to be an hour and a half, 2 hours away? Yep. No. No, you know what? No. I give enough, Seth. I do enough around here.
Is this the point where I tell him that he could just get the tickets?
Oh, that's right.
Because
yeah.
it's our company. And
never
we can,
mind. Yeah. Okay. Hey, I want you to go, too. I'll meet you there.
That's right, yeah.
I am not kidding. I am serious about this right now. If I did not have rehearsals that night, I would love to be there. Mm. Thursday, September 18th, two of the best teams in baseball.
Preview of the postseason, possibly. So
Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman coming to town to take on your Milwaukee Brewers. Mm. And all you got to do is text us the keyword family to get a chance to win that family pack of four. Mm-hmm. Family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, everybody. Text it to us through the Civic Media app. Good luck to you. We are pulling for all of our Wood County listeners. We are we are biased as I'll get
you
out
better
on this
believe
one.
It, we man. Want, to we want some, you guys to win.
When are you guys to win? Text us that keyword family. And and if you have an extra ticket and you know, I don't know, you want to bring somebody who's, I'm really thin. I'm skinny. I will fit
you just,
in
you
most.
You just wedge him in, you know, in the back, the trunk maybe.
Most compact cars.
Yep,
I will
that's right.
fit. I am
strap him to the
trained.
Hood or to the roof of the car. You know, he's willing, man.
Not to brag, but I am house trained and I don't eat a lot. I'd love
fair,
to go.
You don't spend a lot of money on food.
No,
there,
no. Yeah. I'll be quiet too. I talk enough. Family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. Pull up that Civic Media app. Text it to us. Gigantic thank you to our good friends in the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yes.
Of course, our sales team and everybody working so hard on this one. Mm-hmm. Everybody at Civic Media. We'll be mentioning that word family as much as we can throughout the show and make sure to text it to us, everybody.
Yep.
Take a quick time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show. Time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Have a great breakfast. Enjoy yourself. Maybe you want a brunch. You know, get on over there before noon or something like that. But make sure to make plans to head on over there tonight, everybody.
Yes, Fish Fry Night.
Fish Fry Night
Friday
and a
night,
special one because they are hosting a Fish Fry fundraiser for the Port Edwards Elementary School tonight.
Ooh.
From 4 to 8, they will be donating proceeds to the school. You know, not only do you get a chance to get some of the best food you're going to get,
yep.
one of the most up-and-coming fish fries there is, getting more and more famous every Friday,
yep.
But all of it's going to taste that much better because you are investing in the future. You are helping our Port Edwards School District. Big shout-out to the Port Edwards School District. Of course, our friends over at El Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Love that they do things like this.
Absolutely. They are so community-focused over there. It's an amazing, remarkable story.
Get on over there, everybody, and enjoy some El Cafe today. Mm-hmm. And of course, get us your birthdays and anniversaries. info@wfhr.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages and you can call up
715-424-2600. Call up. The phone lines are open, everyone. We want to hear birthdays for all weekend. If you have someone coming up today or tomorrow or on a Sunday, we want to hear it.
Looking forward to talking with you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Seth, let me see here. I need a one or a two.
Two.
all right. And I need a one or through three.
One.
All right. All right. Gives us our qualifiers so we can get right into it. And first up, we want to wish very happy birthday to one of our favorite people in the world, our very own Tim the Polka Guy Hubble.
Oh, happy birthday, Tim. Have a polka happy day.
Have a pokerific day,
pokerific.
Tim.
There you go. That's what I was looking for.
Just saw Tim yesterday. I was helping him put some speakers in the back.
Nice.
The car and everything. Mm-hmm. It was good to see him. Always good to see him. And wishing him a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Tim's one of the best. He's been doing this a long time.
Yes.
And as long as he wants to, that polka show will be on the air.
Yes, it will be. Right here on WFHR. You know it.
Be sure to check it out this weekend, everybody. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking more about our weekend schedule a little bit later. But be sure to check out the Sunshine Polka Show.
Yes.
7 a.m. Saturday mornings.
Yep. And then 1 o'clock on Sundays, too.
Yeah, I knew that was what I was trying to think. That's the other one I was trying to think of, but I couldn't pull it out. But thank you. Nice. And happy birthday, Tim. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
Really one of the better people we have met in this industry.
He's,
really is.
He's a super fun guy.
Happy birthday to our qualifier, Laura Force.
Happy birthday, Laura. Congratulations.
I feel like I didn't say that right. Laura Force.
Laura Force.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to say it.
Laura Force 5.
That's a great name. That's a great name.
It is.
Are you a superhero, Laura? That sounds like a superhero name. Enjoy your day, Laura. You're a qualifier. Taking a look at Saturday birthdays, we wish a very happy birthday to Dolores Faro.
Happy birthday, Dolores.
Enjoy your day, Dolores. Mm-hmm. Hope it's a good one for you. Love the name Dolores. Mm-hmm. And our qualifier, and it's, you can thank Seth for this one, one of my favorite people, Linda Garsky.
Oh, Linda, congratulations. Happy birthday tomorrow.
Not just one of the best laughs you'll ever hear, but one of the best people you'll ever meet. Yeah. She is my Scorsese. She is the person who has directed me most of my life and gets me as an actor better than most.
And I don't think Linda would feel bad or be upset with me for saying she is a honest person.
Oh yeah.
She'll tell you. She will tell you.
You're gonna get the honest truth.
Get the honest truth from her.
We wish you a great day, Linda. She's put so much into this community. We appreciate her for that and so much more.
100%.
Taking a look at Sunday, we wish a happy birthday to Deb Hoyer.
Happy birthday, Deb.
Deb, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. And we wish a happy 23rd anniversary to our great friends, Randy and Terry Johns.
Oh, Randy and Terry. Congratulations.
Just, of course, had Terry in yesterday.
That's right.
And got to hang out with her and everything. She actually mentioned Randy a little bit during the show.
23 years of wedded bliss, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Focusing on them as a couple, don't tell her I said this or anything, but I'm borderline jealous of that. they're the high school couple kind of thing. Aww. And stuff. Although, the foolish things in my romantic heart. Likes and everything.
Right. And that's cool.
Great pairing. Great couple. We wish you a fantastic anniversary.
Yes.
Happy 23rd, Randy and Terry. And a happy 29th anniversary to Tim and Lisa Anderson, our qualifiers.
Tim and Lisa, congratulations to you on Sunday.
Congrats on the anniversary and the qualifying. We encourage you to brag to all your friends and family and strangers and everybody that you know.
September weddings, anniversaries. September's a good month for weddings, I think.
Yeah, I got a lot of them coming up for my family, I'm telling you. Look at who you share your birthdays with. Sydney Sweeney is 28 today. Euphoria, only? White Lotus. Yeah, only. Oh,
geez.
A lot of other things. She has done.
She's very active.
She is also sharing her birthday with Kelsey Belnari, is 32. We celebrated her in the Sunrise Show.
Yeah.
Wishing her a good one. And another amazing singer, Jennifer Hudson, is 44.
Wow.
Won Best Supporting Actress winner for Dreamgirls, an incredible performance. Mm-hmm. Really one of the better, Best Supporting Actress performances I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
She's good. Jennifer Huddles.
Just all around, man. She's got, and her voice, amazing.
And Jennifer Nettles is 51 today.
Speaking
from
of good voices,
just a bunch of them. And just to throw one more in there, Ben Folds is 59. a lot of fun songs. I remember from high school, at least.
Yep.
But currently, just wrote a bunch of new music for the Peanuts.
Yes,
special.
That's, he has had such an interesting career. I remember him, like you said, back in the 90s, man, when he first broke out, and he would come on, Conan's show, and then wreck his piano kind of thing, which is always a lot of fun. Throw a stool at the kid, which was great. But he's done so many interesting things since then. He's really a remarkable performer and writer.
And they share a birthday with some people no longer with us, like Paul Walker, born in the state in 1973, passed away way too soon.
Yeah.
Strong actor.
Yep.
Strong actor, and seemed to do a lot of good stuff, too, on the side.
Man, and those eyes, man.
Yeah,
gorgeous eyes.
Yeah. Neil Peart, born in the state in 1952. a lot of people will tell you the greatest drummer they've ever heard or seen.
That's true.
Period. And they are very passionate about it.
And just, it should be noted, he was the main lyricist for Rush as well. So he wasn't just a drummer.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He was a full musician.
Until I was older. Sir Ian Holm, born in this day.
Oh.
He is Bilbo Baggins in two of the three movies of The Hobbits. Mm-hmm. He was in Garden State. So many great movies over the years.
Sir Ian Holm. By the way, if you want a local film that you want he narrated, Wisconsin Death Trip.
Yeah, that's
right. It's a documentary, sort of. It's kind of a docudrama kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it is, he narrated. He did a fantastic job. Oh, he's so good.
Also, a couple of other singers. Barry White, born in this day in
1944. Oh, baby.
One of the greatest deep voices of all time.
I love it. Can't do it justice, but yeah.
Such a great voice.
Yeah.
If Velvet could sing,
I'm telling you.
And George Jones, born in this day in 1931. Country legend, of course, that we talked a bit about on the Sunrise
Show. We did. Yes, we did.
And... Wrapping up, Jesse Owens, born in 1913, wow. Track and field legend, won 4 gold medals and set a world record at the 1936 Olympics in Germany. Mm-hmm. And in sports, we like to talk about, hey, would you like to win a championship on your home turf or on the opposing team, your rivals? Mm. And so many sports people say their rivals. So more many of them. It's overwhelming how many people say they do. Nothing compares to Jesse Owens winning 4 gold medals in front of Hitler, right in his face.
Right.
Right in his face, in his home, on his home field.
Right.
Man, you are so lucky that Jesse Owens was a humble human being. Because if that had been me, man, I'd have been just holding those. I don't care if I get out of Germany. I'm going to make that moment count.
It would have been better if the American officials had allowed Jesse to get that from go face to face with Mr. Hitler.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't. Because they were cowards.
Yeah, which people like that usually are. Like Hitler was a coward, and so many of his followers are.
Yep.
Jesse Owens, I think, not only the most important track and field athlete of all time, easily, for me, just my opinion. That's
100%.
All. A huge influence on me. As you can tell, love the guy. Saturday and Sunday birthdays real quick. Fiona Apple, 48 tomorrow.
Oh,
another
man.
Singer. Man, if you want a singer, have him be born in September.
Man, oh, love her voice. Man, her songwriting is amazing. Anyway.
I love Fiona Apple. Huge fan. The Roastmaster General, Jeffrey Ross, is 60 tomorrow. He's good. I like him. I like Jeff Ross. Peter Cetera is 81.
Wow. Bassist for Chicago and, of course, had a solo career, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was pretty big in the 80s there for a while there. We want to wish, of course, a guy who helps us with our theme music from time to time, Mel Torme, the true sound of velvet.
There you go.
The velvet fog. And, of course, as I and a lot of people came to know him from Night Court over the years. He was good on Night Court.
He was. He was actually a decent actor. He didn't do a lot, but every time he did, he was pretty good. I enjoyed his roles.
Sunday, Andrew Lincoln is 52. Of course, Love Actually and The Walking Dead, so many other good things. He is such an incredible actor.
Yes.
He is good.
Is he British or Australian or something?
He's British.
Like that?
He's British. But that blew me away. I didn't know that until
I had found out,
And some people no longer with us celebrating birthdays on Sunday. Amy Winehouse would have been 42. Big certainly should have been around.
Very influential, my goodness.
And Clayton, the Lone Ranger Moore. Lone Ranger.
Yes, he was. Who later became, he went by the name Bud, and he became a game show host in the 1950s.
Right.
But you're right, he was the original Lone Ranger from Detroit.
Wishing everybody out there a happy birthday and anniversary. Enjoy yours, whether it's today, Saturday, or Sunday. We'll be back on Monday doing this again. Again, our friends at El Cafe have that fish fry happening tonight. Be sure to head on over there. Sales from the 4 to 8 will be donated to the Port Edward School District. Buy local, support local. Get some good fish fry on a Friday in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do? You're already done, you Packer fans. You're already done for the week.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, you got your win. Go enjoy and help out our local schools while you're at it.
Yeah.
And stick around because we're going to get you some free Culvers coming up with our star of the day right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. It's time to... Oh, that's not what I want. That's what I
want.
There we go. Oh, there's that sound. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Seth and I are about to do is have some fun. We're going to play a famous, and I mean famous, TV theme song for y'all.
All right.
And if you know it and you haven't won anything in 30 days, then you use that wonderful phone of yours and call 715-424-2600. Or, of course, you can use the Civic Media app, that same one that you use to text family to us to get a chance to win those Brewer tickets.
Should have just left it open.
Family that you were texting to us. Go ahead and text that to us, everybody. And of course, you can't text necessarily the answer for this, but you can call in through the Civic Media app or 715-424-2600.
Yes.
And let us know what TV show this is from.
Welcome back.
Right away. Come on.
So iconic.
What's your answer?
I'm going to try Welcome Back, Cotter.
You are so right. Nicely absolutely.
Nicely done. So it doesn't sound like you were... Wait a minute. All right.
There we go.
Now it's official. You didn't sound too confident about that one, sir. Did you watch the show?
Well, I'm 78 years old. I forget a lot.
So. No. That is fair. That is a very fair answer. That is a very
shot at it, and I got lucky.
All right.
That counts, right on. That's all that matters, man. That's all that matters. Wonderful. Appreciate you calling and listening. Can I get your first name, sir?
Ron,
it's good to talk to you, Ron. Thanks so much for listening and playing along. So, did you see the show when it was on at all?
Oh yeah, I didn't particularly tune in to watch it. I just caught it as I was flicking through the channels or something like
right.
that.
Right.
Well, now when you think about it, you can think, well, at least that show gave me some free Culver's.
There you go.
There you got that out of it. That's for sure.
Thanks, Culver's, for doing that.
Yes. All right.
We love our friends at Culver's. Ron, hang on the line a little bit, get some information from you off air, but you're our newest star of the day. Thanks for listening and playing along.
Thanks much for doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, wanted to play not only one of my favorite TV shows of all time.
Right.
There's reason for this.
Okay.
On September 9th on ABC in 1975, a Welcome Back, Kotter premiered.
Oh, it was in 75 that it premiered. Yeah, wow, I didn't realize it was that early. I thought it was later in the 70s, actually.
Right? Yeah. As a kid, I didn't realize I was watching mainly reruns of that show.
That's true.
You know? I just was happy to see some kind of representation on the air of a Jewish Puerto Rican, and things like that.
It's funny. I remember hearing an interview with John Sebastian, who wrote and sang, the theme song. He was approached to do it. And they're like, well, the only thing is you have to have the name of the show in the thing. And he's like, how am I going to rhyme anything with Kotter?
Yeah.
Which is why he went with just Welcome Back. That's the theme he chose with, because he never says the name.
How great
in
is
the
that?
Theme, but it's enough that you know it's for the show,
that's
right?
Wild.
Yeah.
So many careers got launched from that show
Gosh,
of course, most famously John Travolta, and it blowing up like he did and where he is still to this day.
That's right.
And everything. But Gabe Kaplan, who was Kotter, and I loved his work. I liked him and stuff. You see him in some stuff here and there, but he actually kind of retired from acting and got into professional poker playing,
and of all the wild things,
apparently is incredibly good at it. Like, it's one of the top 20 players in the world.
Wow,
like, he's really good at it. So
never know what the second act is going to be, right?
Know,
you never know,
and you never know what's going to be our next theme, our next song for, or what have you, for our star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Be on the lookout for that next Friday, and of course, get Culver's in your life, everybody. Wherever you got a Culver's, you got one that's putting back into its community. We greatly appreciate that, and certainly appreciate our local Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
We do.
Ron appreciates him. Guarantee
he does now.
We'll talk to Ron and we'll come back and have some more fun when we get back on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Appreciate you all. Appreciate Ron being our newest
winner,
star of the day. That was fun. Be listening for that next Friday for another opportunity to win some free Culver's. Big thank you to Culver's and all of you for calling in and playing along. Of course, you can still win some stuff, possibly. We got that 4-pack of brewer tickets that you could possibly win by texting us the keyword family through the Civic Media app. Text that to us. Get a chance to see the Dodgers coming to town.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great series.
That's turning into quite the rivalry between the Brewers and the Dodgers. I like that, though. Yeah.
Even in spring training, you're hearing of that when they're out in California playing and stuff.
Right.
It's been fun. This, not so much fun, Seth.
Oh, okay.
We haven't gotten to do many That Ain't Right stories lately. I've been trying to do a lot more positive stories, good stories of the day, but every once in a while, something just ain't right.
It's just too good to pass up.
If you walk into a public bathroom in China, there's a chance you'll have to watch an ad to get toilet paper. This is a real story. There's a video going viral that shows how it works. You scan a QR code that plays an ad on your phone. Then the machine spits out a modest amount, like 6 squares. If you need more, you gotta watch another ad. It's not actually a brand new thing either. Someone on Reddit shared a shot of a similar dispenser in China back in 2021, but most people didn't know they existed.
Mm.
If you don't want to watch the ad, there's an option to pay a few cents for toilet paper instead. But it looks like you have to pay with your phone, so you have to have it on you, and if you don't, you're out of luck.
Got to watch an ad. Can't skip the ads.
Is real quick pause side story here, side quest.
Okay.
And call up and let us know if you agree with this or not, or text us. It may be easier. Is one of the most universal things in the world. Everybody has been there where you need toilet paper and it's out, and you're alone. You're alone. There's nobody. Maybe there's somebody in another room or something like that, but you are alone and you feel like the most lonely person in the world. There is very
it's few so feelings, sad. Yes.
And it's such a universal feeling. I don't know if I've ever met somebody that has not experienced this.
Yeah.
Where you're in there and you're like, what? No. And immediately you become one of the most creative human beings on the planet. Immediately.
You're like MacGyver all of a sudden, right?
You are MacGyver. You are Jim Henson. You are one of these people. You are immediately thinking, okay, what can I use? Yes, what can I do?
Any found objects.
How can I maneuver from here to where the toilet paper is? All these different things. You are a parkour artist. All of a sudden, you are learning parkour. You're able to move like you've never moved before.
You can twist yourself at different angles.
Never been more flexible than when you have to go get toilet paper. Never. And it's a most universal feeling. If this has never happened to you, I actually want to hear. Ahead and call or text.
That would be shocking to me that someone who's not experienced that in this country anyway.
I think it's right up there.
Where we don't have bidets. Maybe we should just have bidets and then we'd be fine.
We should definitely just have bidets. We should definitely have bidets. If you, I don't know. This is wrong. This is messed up.
I mean, it would be because if you only have to watch a short commercial or just pay a couple of cents, that seems a little, little nickel and dimey.
What do you think this would be like in the States if they tried to do this in the States?
Oh,
the
man.
Outrage, the Ugh. Way that we would like, you can't revolt like you can here. You know, you can't do it in China like you can here.
That's right.
I cannot imagine the pitch meeting to try to sell this to Americans that this would be an okay thing. But be on the lookout.
Yeah. Well,
on the lookout.
We have ads on our gas pumps now.
Yep.
And by the way, the mute button, thank you for putting. I do not want to hear ads while I'm pumping my gas. No, I'm just going to turn that off.
I tend to watch a bit of stuff on YouTube, and they have the worst of timing of their ads on YouTube. It's one of the worst.
Yeah.
But the ads that are on there, they're not even like they genuinely seem like infomercial ads that would be on at 2 a.m. There's never been one of those ads that looks like a real company to me.
They kind of look fake, don't they?
They all look horrible. The voice, the dubbing's bad. It's usually AI.
It's probably AI,
Mm-hmm. And I cannot imagine how they're trying to sell something through this. And none of them do I know what they're selling. None of them. They're all horrible. I've never seen a good YouTube commercial. I'm not talking about name brand companies.
Right.
I mean like the ones we all know if you've watched YouTube for 5 seconds.
You've seen them, yeah.
They're a joke to me. I laugh at them. They're not. I don't take them seriously. I certainly ain't trying to buy their stuff.
If you don't mention the product in like the first 10 seconds, there's something wrong here, man.
That ain't right. Charging people for toilet paper like that. That ain't right. That is. I went over to a girl's house once, and her father told me that they did this. That they charged guests for toilet paper. And he said it with a straight face. Now, this guy beforehand had given me quite a hard time. So I was not taking any sarcasm. I thought he was being very
serious.
You
weren't even attempting to, right.
And I'm in the bathroom, frustrated that I don't have any change on me. that guy got me, man. He got me.
Oh, that's kind of a mean trick, though.
I'll admit it. He got me.
I mean, yeah.
I wanted to mention another story here, get to it. This is another interesting one, and a bit of a different That Ain't Right story.
Okay.
We've covered a lot of these porch pirates, and for those that don't know, we're getting a lot more packages than we've ever gotten.
Yep.
And there are some knuckleheads out there that will take people's packages from time to time.
Yep.
There's been a real decrease in that over the last year. Especially with the rise of door cams and a lot of that. And people also, I think a lot of this too is people realizing, I'm going to steal this box. What did I get? Soap.
Nothing. It's not like we're getting, all expensive electronics all the time. Right?
This was a big, and not at all saying that it doesn't still exist or making light of anybody that deals with this, because I feel for you. It's one of the cowardly things you can a person could do is stealing somebody's mail.
Right.
When it comes to the act of it, though, it was a much bigger thing when everything we were getting was expensive. Anything delivered was expensive.
Was a big deal, right?
Yeah.
But now,
in a box, now, I mean,
you're right. It's soap or shampoo or something, right?
Yeah. So it's not as it has hasn't, the numbers have gone down on it. Not to say that it's gone completely.
Of course not. No.
And while this is big in the human world, we have to also consider that we share this planet with the animal kingdom.
Mm.
And a family in Plattsburgh found that out the hard way. Plattsburgh, New York is where we go, where they're dealing with a raccoon porch pirate. He stole a large package from the front stoop, and it ain't the first time.
Oh, no.
The box was a return, which was going to be picked up by FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't an easy theft either. The box was left inside a bin. They had a sign alerting FedEx of it, saying to the hiding place, if you will. The raccoon hit the jackpot. The box was being sent back to Chewy.com.
Oh, no.
With $93 worth of pet food.
Oh, my. Well, yes. Yep, the he scored. He scored on that one. See, now no human pirate would care about that. Be like, "What? I'm getting dog food?" No, they're like, "Yes!"
The theft was caught on doorbell security camera, and the camera showed the raccoon coming back over and over again, looking in the bin to see if there were any more packages. Chewy was cool about it and still issued a refund because
good for them.
Very smart on their part. You know, the PR stuff that you get from these
things. I'm telling you.
You get a bump from that stuff. We see the numbers. It does. I say this all the time.
Right.
Whatever money they could have, that $93 they could have got back, it pales in comparison to the PR money they'll make.
Look at that.
The positive. And I'm showing Seth the video of this. I've watched this three
raccoons,
times now.
Raccoons are just so darn clever. I mean, they are just, I'm telling you.
Man, when you are an animal and you have thumbs, I don't care where you are on the food chain.
Dangerous, man.
Like you are definitely.
You're doing better. Yeah.
If I am this raccoon, all of my friends are going to hate me within a week because this is all I'm talking about. If I'm a raccoon in the raccoon kingdom, I'm bragging about this for days.
I mean, they see him coming. You know, his raccoon pals are like, "Oh, here comes Jerry.
He's going to talk about it again." Oh, hey, Jer, how's it going, man?
Yeah,
guys, did you guys want any dog treats? Want any dog treats?
I got these? I'll tell you where I got these.
So, long story short, because it feels like one of those, you know, where you're going to get that. It's a long story. Still, it feels like it.
It still is.
That ain't right.
But Jerry.
I also love the reaction, too, of the family. Because you know the first reaction of this is, well, who would do something like this?
Right,
You know, society today. I don't know about people today. And you're blaming a person or maybe there's that neighbor that you don't trust or something. Right. Well, I don't know about so-and-so. Maybe so-and-so. And then he finds out it's a raccoon.
So my question is do the raccoons, is it this is a chicken and egg thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they look like they're wearing masks, right?
Yes,
most raccoons have the coloring that makes it look like they're wearing masks. Did they become like thieves because people just treated them like them anyway? Because people would look at those at raccoons. Oh, look at those little thieves! You know, they got the mask on there, trying to hide their. And they're like, okay, fine. I'm just gonna be a thief then. You can call me a thief. All right, I'll be a thief.
You know, oddly, didn't realize raccoons and I had so much in common. But I will say, as somebody who has experienced the human version of that, 100%. Yes. Raccoons.
Fine. I'm just going to be it then. Fine.
They were going to be this sweet, innocent little animal until human beings started pointing out that their face looked like they wear a mask.
They were robbers, right? Yeah.
There was a raccoon sitting back just watching TV, and all of a sudden the Lone Ranger comes on TV. I'm like, great.
Oh, crap.
Now we're never going to hear the end of this. Now we're all going to look like we're little... Oh. Poor raccoons.
No
wonder they're stealing stuff. This is what you want, society.
They're just upset.
Did want to remind everybody of a couple of things we got programming-wise going on around here. We'll get into that in a minute. But we got a note from one of our listeners, and I just wanted to touch on this. A friend of our station called to report her cat is missing this week.
Oh, no.
She is gray with white markings, male. The cat is gray with a male. It is a male cat, gray with white markings, named Onyx. It was last seen in the Wazicha Avenue area in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
If you happen to have seen this cat, please give them a call at 715 615-697-1781. That's 697-1781. Greatly appreciate any information that you can do to help out bringing this furry friend back home.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, everybody, that is our job here. Like, we do local. Yes, we cover big stories.
Yeah.
Melissa's one of the best, if not the best, in the game here in Central Wisconsin when it comes to covering news. We got you back in sports. We got you back in weather, all these things. But this is also part of why we have a local radio station.
This is the joy of local radio, being able to do things exactly like this.
Your birthdays, your anniversaries, your missing pets, you got a garage or rummage sale going on.
Sure.
Like, man, how often do we get to do this? We love being able to cover these. As much as I feel for this family missing their cat, of course, I cannot help but use this opportunity to remind people of that.
Yeah.
So again, we have a cat missing for about a week now, gray with white markings. It's male, named Onyx. Great name, by the way.
That's a nice name. I like it.
Last seen in the Wazicha Avenue area in Grand Rapids. If you find it or know anything about it or have seen it, give them a call, 715-697-1781.
Get the word out, too, if you see other folks around that area.
We were celebrating some birthdays earlier, and one of them was Tim Hubbelt's, Tim, Seth. Yep. And I wanted to go ahead and make sure to mention our weekend lineup for everybody and get into a little of that. And, oh, you look, there's Tim.
Right there.
Right there.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Every Saturday morning. Listen in, everyone. Make sure you tune in. He's got a couple. He just dropped off a couple of new shows yesterday. So we're excited to, of course, as always, to play those.
7 a.m. on Saturdays. And, of course, as Seth mentioned earlier, 1 o'clock on Sundays, the Sunshine Polka Variety Show with Tim Hubbelt. Mm-hmm. The greatest, possibly the greatest show in radio. Be sure to check that out,
always everybody. Always fantastic.
After that, our good friends over at Family Natural Foods at 8 a.m. on Saturday bring us Terry Talks Nutrition.
Yep.
One of the godfathers of the industry and one of the better people to listen to about it. Afterwards, you got a best of morning show that we have lined up for you.
We would normally
yes
we would, but we've got a Badger game that's starting.
Yes.
The pregame starts at 9 o'clock, and the game starts at 11, so a little preemption.
Your home for Wisconsin Badger sports all summer, all winter, all fall. We have them for you. We'll be covering them, and be sure to get catch out the game this weekend. Man, Alabama, that's gonna be
against
a big one
against the Tide. Yeah.
Weekend lineup is a lot of fun, too, that we have lined up for you. And Sunday, starting at 5, we have Director's Playhouse, one of our favorite shows to do where we have local creatives on. Mm-hmm. We encourage anybody out there, musicians and all that, reach out to us and get on the show.
That's right.
Afterwards, 6 to 8, Seth Face the Music.
Yeah, that's right. And I was just frantically thinking, I cannot remember the theme I picked for this week. Oh, my
Find
God.
Find out with Seth.
Oh, my God. I know I picked one. I know I did.
6 to 8. It's a good
remember.
One. I remember it. I'm not gonna
whatever
help.
It is, it'll be fun. So listen, 6 to 8.
It's always a good one. He does a great job.
Just celebrated my 4th anniversary on the air with that show.
Mazel tov on that. Unlabeled at 8 to 9, and then 9 to 10, you got Burn Before Listening right here.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rep.